Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 16th of April 2026. I think this is about the third or fourth time I've tried recording this for you this evening. It's been one of those nights, let's just say that. Hope you're well, hope you're having a great week. It's nearly the weekend at long, long last. And by the looks of it, the weather is going to be shaping up rather nicely this weekend. Perfect to get outside, do a bit of gardening, to grow lots of food. Now I've got plenty of things to do outside over the next few days. Amanda is actually away this weekend, so I've got the place to myself, just me, the chickens, Roxy the dog. This is going to mean we're going to be doing more gardening than usual. And it starts tomorrow afternoon when I'm heading to the allotment. There's nothing too dramatic planned, just the usual task, bit of weeding, bit of mowing, general tidying up. But I'm also going to be planting out my first main crop, potatoes of the year. This is always going to be a really pleasing moment. And it's much later than I would normally plant out my potatoes. But that's because we are only planting one variety each week in order to sort of spread it out. While I'm down on the allotment as well, I'm going to be planting some tomatoes or cucumbers into the greenhouse. As everything is ready, we've got to make the most of it. Now, back at home, it is going to be another seed sowing marathon weekend. There's going to be more beans, more sweet corn. I want loads of these this year to go into our freezer or to be stored in whatever form we can. Squash plants, lots of squash plants galore. Going to be sowing plenty of those. They're productive, reliable plants. And again, we just want to be able to store plenty of these, be it courgettes, be it pumpkins, anything like that. Other seeds I'm planning on sowing include carrots, beetroot, parsnips. Just lots and lots of seeds, as many seeds as we possibly can. Now, I have also noticed that slugs and snails have been taking a liking to my cucumber plants. I mentioned those earlier. They've been nibbling away, so we've got to come up some way of protecting those from slugs and snails. A few measures need to be put into place. Now, I'm not a fan of killing anything, as you know, unless, of course, it's being used as food. So normally my way is to encourage birds to take care of the slugs and snails. These seem to be inside my cold frame, so I've got to think of a way we can avoid slugs and snails in my cold frame. We'll come up with it. You'll hear more on Sunday or Monday. Now, today I sowed our butternut squash seeds from April's seed pack. Now, this is a really lovely, easy plant to grow, and it one that rewards us with those tasty squashes that store beautifully right through the winter. I sow mine directly into pots of compost, just pushing a seed in on its side. A single seed per pot. Doesn't need to be a huge pot, but they do grow quite quickly, so bear that in mind. As long as we keep the compost moist, they should germinate. Mine will be actually be placed in heated propagators, but they're not essential. It's too cold outside, they will need to be indoors, but they don't necessarily need heated propagators. The heated propagators just help speed things up. Now, germination will normally take just a couple of weeks, but once they're up, just got to keep an eye on, keep the soil moist and pot them up as they go. We're going to be looking to plant them out around mid-May. One of the important things, however, make sure the stem doesn't get wet. Now, where they are going to be growing, you need to make sure there's plenty of organic matter. Squashes, they like a warm, sunny spot. They're hungry plants, so they like lots of organic matter, and they also like lots of water. So the organic matter also is there to soak up lots of water. One of the important things is try not to get water on the stem, as that can lead to stem rot. I'm going to say that twice because it is so important. Now, I'm actually going to be growing quite a few squashes of mine in the straw bale garden down on the allotment, but there's also going to be straws bale gardening going on here at home. I'm going to be growing my squashes. Squashes just love that heat, so we want to try and encourage that heat as well. Now, once they are planted out and they are growing, eventually flowers will arrive, and once those flowers, as long as the pollinators do their job, you will get fruit. just got to look after plants, make sure they never dry out. They're very good at shading out the soil, so they, in theory, don't dry out. They're good around beans and things like that as well. And then when the squashes are ready, I usually wait until the stem that attaches the fruit to the plant itself. When that stem turns brown, I cut that off. That tells me it is ready. Now, I like to leave as much of a stem attached as possible, because that just means that they're more than likely to store. And then I just place those squashes. I'm struggling my words today again. I place those squashes in the greenhouse just for a couple of weeks so that the skin hardens before we put them in somewhere cool, dry and dark. This is a conditioning phase, but it means they're more than likely to last throughout the winter. Now, good luck with yours. You're going to love growing them. Please do share with me how you get on with that. Now, before we wrap up here, there are a few other jobs that you might want to tackle this weekend. Give your seed trays a check. Anything ready for pricking out or potting on, it's going to be a good opportunity to do that this weekend. Sow carrots, beetroot, radish, spring onions, good ones to sow this weekend. Tie in any early growth climbers, also very important, cucumbers that you may have in a greenhouse, tomatoes that you may have in a greenhouse, tie those in. Mulch around fruit bushes, lock in some of that moisture, reduce the weeds, and just end up producing better and better plants. Give your water butts and gutters a check. Make sure you've got no leaks. Make sure you're able to store up any rainfall that happens. Give your greenhouse glass a good clean if you haven't done so already. It lets in more light, which means your plants are going to be more productive. Now, you might want to start hardening off any tender plants depending on where you are in the country and what your climate is going to be like. I use a cold frame to harden my plants off. But whatever you're doing, you might want to start hardening them off, because it's not long to go before they can be planted. And finally, if you do have any potatoes chitting, it is a good chance now to get them into the ground, your next batch into the ground, and get them growing. So it's a busy weekend for all of us. I don't know what your plans are for this weekend, but please do let me know. Well, that brings us to the end of tonight's Supporters Club podcast. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, whatever you may be doing. I will speak to you again on Sunday. I can't remember what we're going to be sowing on Sunday, but it's going to be something good nonetheless. Until then, please take care.